Welcome. Saturate yourself in the Holy Spirit. Repent from all your sins. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you tonight and to guide you. Keisha, I am so happy to see I was going to call you. Spirit of God told me to call you to let you come online tonight. Tonight is going to be your night. The Spirit of God, tonight is going to be your night of deliverance. Tonight is going to be your night. Let me see your face. Pull the camera down that I may
Hello.
see you. Welcome.
I
Hi. Hi, how are you?
am good. Yes, it was on my heart to come. It just kept saying, just be on that call, be on that call. So.
Amen. I felt in my heart to call today, and I didn't get around to calling you to let you know that you need to be on the call tonight. Very important. The Father God, tell me what to do for tonight. Tonight is going to be a night of fire. Tonight is going to be a night where change is going to, it's just going to happen in the spirit. While I was getting ready to come out here, I said to my husband, it is going to be a different night tonight. It is going to be a night of power, and it's going to be a night of supernatural. Just you're going to feel the supernatural presence of the Holy Spirit. Every single person online tonight will taste and see what the Lord has done. Every single person tonight, under the sound of my voice, every single person, the Holy Spirit will touch. The Holy Spirit is going to touch me. He's going to touch my body. So before I get off into the spirit realm, let's just invite the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Father, in the mighty name, Alleluia. There is no other name, Almighty God, the name that rolls like the thunder, the name that rolls like the river, the name that knows how to part the Red Sea, even before Moses knew that there was Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Almighty Father, tonight we come. Your word declare, Almighty God, of every praying spirit. As I walk tonight like Moses, let the burning fire comes forth and let. Oh my God, let it be like we stand upon holy ground, sitting on holy ground, walking on holy ground. No matter where we located, let we feel that we are in our unholy ground tonight, Father. I feel just led to pray for the people online and the ones that's going to come on and hear it. I just pray that just to focus my attention on who. Just who is here online tonight? There is going to be a Holy Ghost connection. There is going to be a Holy Ghost infliction. It's going to take the enemy down. The enemy is already defeated, but there is something that is shaking and waking in the spirit realm, and we are going to see, we are going to see, we are going to see it in the natural. Open your minds and your heart and your soul tonight. Do not get caught up in man next to you. Do not get caught up in people in front of you. Get caught up in the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rest, Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, clothe me tonight, God. Clothe me in your fire as Moses walked in the burning bush. Touch every single person under the sound of my voice. Remove every demonic source. bind up every generational curse, going to the belly of the lion and take it out. Every demon that sit up like they want to come in and take control, break it down, Holy Ghost. Satan, you have no power in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to the locations tonight. I'm going to South Carolina tonight. I'm going to Maryland tonight. Washington, D.C. tonight. Let the fire of God over here in our location in Palm Coast in Florida, Miami. Let the fire of God touch New England. Let the fire of God touch Vermont. Go into the dungeons of the earth, Almighty God. Go into the dungeon of the earth, Almighty God, and touch, Father. Touch to the book. Heavenly Father, we beseech you this night. We come before you tonight and we shake the heavens, Almighty God. We shake you to the core tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk tonight with the spiritual sword and we take down the enemy in the core. In the core roots, we come into the root and we take it out. We break it out. My God, my God, my God, my God. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of every stronghold. If you know your generation name, if you know your mom's maiden name, not marital name, but whatever your mom called by her name when she come out of your mother's womb, you could call it out tonight, and you could come into the mother's womb tonight with the spiritual chopper, and you could break it from the core, break it from the bloodline, break it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, as we hide ourselves behind the cross tonight, as we hide ourselves behind the cross tonight, we come into the belly of our mothers tonight, and every sickness and every disease, everything that they talk, every mouth that's open, every curse, every generational spirit, schizophrenia, we break it and we bind. Craziness, we break it and we bind it. Lying tongue of spirit of poverty, we break it and we bind it. Blood disorder, we break it and we bind it. Lying tongue, we break it and we bind it. Homosexual spirit, we break it and we bind it. Alcoholic demon, we break it and we bind it. The fire of God. Early death, early death, early death. We break untimely debt. We break untimely debt. We come in the house of the snake tonight. We come in the house of the snake tonight. The belly of the snakes tonight. We take authority over every snake type, like spirit. We go into the African jungle and we break and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every ritual, every ritual. Every ritual, we break and we bind witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. We come with the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Every onslaught up on our family. Jesus, 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 call out your mother maiden name. Call out your mother. I'm not talking about marriage name. Go into the root of our belly. Break it now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every foul, ancestral spirit in the garden generation. That is my mother's maiden name, Gordon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Gordon generation, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. Argumentative spirit, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of witchcraft, we break it and we bind it. Call out your mother's maiden name. Every warring type, like kind of demon. Kendele bosotorara, remangola bosotorare, remangola basotara, crushy, crushy. That means we crush it. We crush it. Kilebotonda, we break it. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that comes in flying, and we call it pitch. That means it itch. That means it comes in. You know, Jamaican people say pitch. That means it comes in and then land into an area. Every spirit that comes and land into the area of our mom's maiden name, that means her generation or ancestral spirit. Oh my God. There's something about your mom's womb. There's something about your mom's womb. There's something about your mom's womb. We come into the womb of your mom tonight, and we make every, we said, you know what? Every womb that's out of line. And I'm not talking about giving birth. I'm talking about something more deeper than giving birth. I'm talking about the birth canal. When you go in there, into the wombs, going up into the belly. Oh my God, where all the veins and the mucus and everything that is in there to generate you. We are coming against that tonight. We are coming against that tonight. And we are breaking it down. Every line, every vein, every mucus, everything that's connect you into the womb of the belly, we are breaking it up. We are going in and we're doing onslaught. We are going in and we're taking it out. We're going in and we're wiping it clean. We're wiping it clean. Some of you, your children can't even do good because they have a curse, a generational curse. It is distinctive. I hear the word that it means it comes to connect. It comes from a target and it comes in to target your family. It comes in to target your family. It comes in to dismantle your family. It comes in to, you have family, you have mothers who have all different kind of illicit sex. So now it jumps from generation to generation. So you gotta break it. You gotta break it. You gotta break it. I hear, ooh, the word Akumama. I hear Brother Azza used that word one time. It is a dangerous demon. It is a dangerous demon. It is a dangerous speaker. It's a demon with a spike. That means when it comes in, it's gonna stick and stick and it's gonna stick. And it's gonna stick, and they use fire. It's a fire demon. But tonight we come and we use the fire of God upon that fire demon. Oh my God, oh my God. Let me take this thing down for a minute because I'm feeling warm because I'm getting hot. The Father told me that it was gonna be fire tonight. So I'm getting real hot because there is fire on this phone line. There's fire in your bones. There is fire on me tonight. I come in to do war on the enemy's war. I come in to dismantle. I come in to shake. I come in to break. I come in to take it out. I come in to see Satan. You have no power. You have no power over our children. You have no power over our homes. You have no power over our finances. Curse and poverty is not going to be our portion anymore. Curse and poverty is not going to be our portion anymore. We are going to, for the whole entire, starting from tonight till to all the old month of June, and we're going to declare Deuteronomy 28. We're going to declare it over ourselves. We're going to declare it loud. And we're going to declare it in the quiet. But Deuteronomy 28 from 1 to 14, we're not even going to go down to the bottom. We are going to go Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Are we going to speak it over ourselves? We're going to speak it over ourselves. We're going to do a reverse. Reverse the curse. Reverse the curse. Reverse the curse. Reverse the generational curse. Reverse the curse. Reverse the curse. Allah ko'i ma lekoba. Reverse the curse, Elite. Reverse the curse. Go into your bloodline and reverse the curse. There is something about the curse. We are dealing with our mama tonight. Reverse the curse. Go into the mama's belly and break it. It's like a vine. Go in. Do not get caught up in nobody beside you. Don't get caught up with nobody beside you, in front of you. Reverse the curse. Reverse the curse. You know when you have your baby? Where do you think the baby get food from in the mama's? In the navel. Go into the navel string and reverse the curse. Plead the blood over your mom's navel. Plead the blood over your mama's navel. Plead the blood where you get the nutrients out of her belly. Plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. Reverse the curse. Reverse the spirit of the giant. Drag it out of your mama's belly. You know what I mean? Jamaica, they talk about tripe. Pull out the tripe. Pull it out. Pull the tribe out. Go in to the root of the belly. There is something about the belly. Go in, go in, go in. Plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. Let the fire of God come forth. Let the fire of God come forth. Chanya, put up there. Go into the belly. Put up on it, Sanya. Go into the belly. Go into your mama's belly. Going to the belly. The nutrients is in the belly. The nutrients is in the belly. The nutrients is in the belly. Go into her belly now. Root out every dictating spirit out of her belly. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. My God, my God. Never heard it like this. I've never felt it like this. I've never seen it like this. But there's something about the belly of your mom. There's something about when you're getting your nu the nutrients in your mother's belly and the nutrients was not right. There is something about that. There's got to be a change. There got to be a change. Do not focus on me. Don't focus on anybody. Focus on the belly of the whale. Your mom's belly is like the belly of the whale where Jonah went in and stayed in there. Oh my God, that means hard-headed like myself, disobedience like myself, don't want to listen like myself. So he had to let Jonah go into the whale of the belly. So tonight is a different concept. It's a different ways, it's a different format. Tonight is spiritual. God is giving us some information. And he's saying, the belly of your mom is polluted. The belly of your mom is jacked up. You have to go into the belly and you have to take out all those demonic activities. You can't think about your daddy right now. Your mom is the one that had you for 9 months in her belly. You take nutrients out of her belly. Yes, your father had a sperm bank, but your mom did the nurturing. So there's something about your mama's belly tonight. Go into the belly of your mom. Take it into the spirit. We are blinded and we are going into the belly because we don't understand what's going on. But the Holy Spirit of the living God knows how to wheel it, knows how to turn it, knows how to release it, knows how to set the captain free. And we need to be free tonight. So go into the belly of your mama. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come tonight, Lord, And we stand, Lord. And we believe, God, that you are God of the supernatural. We believe that you're God and you know everything. So we are following your leading. And we are going into our belly tonight. We are going in and we are breaking and we're binding every ant, every biting ant, everything that comes to our bloodline, everything that comes to our home, everything that comes to distract. We say, you got to go. We say, you got to go. We break it, we break it, we break it. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Call out your house number. Call out your nurse number. Mix it with your mom's maiden name, not her marriage name, but her maiden name. So my mom is Gordon. So I would say Gordon 8, because my address is 8. Gordon 8. Break and bind everything out of Gordon. Break and bind every web of the garden generation. Break and bind everything that comes out of my mom's womb. Everything that is a sign to me, break it. I walk in obedience to the word of God. Father, I might be weak, but you are strong. So tonight I'm asking you, Father God, to send forth your holy angel. Release your holy angel up in my house, which is 8. Your number might be different. Go and call out your number to the Holy Spirit. Have the heavenlies come and attack. Have the heavenly come and launch up on your lawn, up on your car, up on your bed, up on your living room, your dining room, your sons, your daughters. Break it in the spirit if you can pray in the spirit. If you can't pray in the spirit, pray in English. Build up yourself. Build up your spirit, man. There is a target that needs to be won. Jesus already did it. But he said, you have to pray and you have to believe. He said, you must ask and you will receive. A lot of people say, oh, they're going to wait on God to do this. He already did it. He already did it. He already did it. And I told you a long time ago about this one person. This one person that I know in Windsor. The person had a mortgage. And they must have lost the job. I don't know, but the mortgage was behind. Mortgage was behind. The mortgage was behind. Yes, the mortgage was behind. And the person declared that God is going to pay their mortgage. God's going to pay their mortgage. Well, you know what happened? They end up losing their house. And you can't blame God for that. And it was all in the papers, in the Connecticut papers. The lady living in Windsor. I think it was South Windsor, one of them, but it was over in Windsor. Loss of their home. Sitting back and waiting on Jesus. We can't sit back and wait on God. He has already given us. He has already given us what we need to succeed. What we need. What we need. If you don't know, go talk to him. Ask him to open up the windows of heaven. Ask him to open up door. I guarantee you that he'll open it. It may not be on your time. It may not be on your time, my God. But he already did it. And because he already did it, you could stand and you could believe. So now we come. And I'm looking in my mom's belly. So try to see if you could see in your mom's belly in the spirit. And all I can see is corruption. So I was in a corrupted womb. But thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. That womb that I come out of, I don't have to stay. Those demonic spirits don't have to follow me. Those generational curses don't have to be with me. I could break and I could bind them in the name of Jesus. I could go forward and I could be free because Jesus Christ set me free. But I gotta walk in it. I gotta stand in it. I gotta believe in it. I just can't say it. I gotta believe it. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith is alive. Faith is not dead. Faith is alive. It's movable. It is tangible. All you have to do is to hold on to it in the spirit realm and watch God supernaturally bring it to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, your name is above every single name. So now I go into the rivers. I see rivers. I see water, polluted water banks. Whatever the Father is showing to you, pray and tear it down. Polluted water. Water that's stagnant. Water that's not, can't even move. Dirty, smelly water. What you going to do tonight, like the Spirit said? Go into your mom's belly. Go into your mom's belly and declare war upon that belly. Declare war upon that belly and tell the Father God in the name of Jesus, you come out of that belly, but I'm in your belly now, Lord God. So in your belly is joy and peace and righteousness. In your belly, I'm delivered and I'm set free. In your belly, I have the weapon. And by your sea, the weapons of my warfare, they are not carnal. In your belly, all I can walk and see spiritual stuff. In your belly, Father God, I walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I do not walk out of my mama's belly anymore. I walk in the belly of the Holy Ghost. I walk in the power and the might of the Holy Ghost. I see in the realm of the Spirit. I talk the Spirit. I walk the Spirit. I live the Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit to run after me, overshadow me. Take me in your arm, precious Holy Spirit. Control my thoughts, precious Holy Spirit. Put a fire in my mouth, precious Holy Spirit. Put a light of God upon my tongue, precious Holy Spirit. Knit me in my womb and your womb. Let us be one. I don't want to be associated with any kind of dead womb. I want to be associated with life. I want to be associated. No. Don't get me wrong. This is not about say you don't want to be this, you don't want to. No. We are talking about spiritual things tonight. We are in the spirit. We are in the spirit. And we are doing spiritual warfare. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. But they're mighty through God for this pulling down of every single stronghold. This night we come, and the feet of the tiger, which is polluted from birth, we walk over that and we step on that. And we command that to flee. If you're from the country that I'm from a child growing up, you hear about witchcraft. People always talking bad about you. Don't want you to do this, don't want you to do that. A lot of things, people crying out in the village. Oh my God, this person gone crazy. People going to high school, people going to school, and they said somebody go out there and do this. But you know what? We're not gonna get caught up in that anymore. We're gonna get caught up in the Holy Ghost. We're gonna break and bind every Luciferian spirit off of us. The other day I was thinking of, I hear about Baal. You guys go and do a study. Go do a study. Go do Google and see what Baal is about. Study it. I hear the word water pot. We call it a wash pan in Jamaica. I'll say Jamaica because I'm from Jamaica, so. Most of the things that I will talk about mostly is like Jamaica. So we say wash pan is like something that you wash yourself in Jamaica. You catch your water, you put it in, and you wash yourself. So think about you getting your water, warm water, and just washing yourself. And just think about that warm water is the washing of the Word of God. Think about using the Word of God to wash yourself and to cleanse yourself. Think about your head, your hair on your head on fire. fire. Think about the fire on your head. That is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Think about when you get up in the morning and you get out of bed. Think about you don't want to really crawl out of bed. You want to get out of bed and say, God, I thank you. Think about ants. Think about ants that want to come around you. And you just look at the ant and say, no, not today. You ain't coming up in here. You're not going to bite me. They have some ant in the spirit that's destructive, very destructive. And all they do, they come in and they just bite. And they 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 bite. And they're annoying. So we're just going to say, Father. And these are all the things that I'm saying. That means some people are getting tormented of the spirit. Some people have their money. Yes, Lord. Oh my God. Some people, let's talk about this for a minute. Some people have their funds. And they're not really going out and like spending. Yes, they're spending, but not some of them not really overboard. Say you get $100, and you say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna put down 10% of my $100. And as soon as you put that money down, hey, bam, your car got sick, or something is wrong, or this is wrong, everything. And you try to do that. You try to do that. Over and over and over. And every time you try to do something, something is gone. So once you start seeing that cycle, you got to go in and you got to plead the blood of Jesus over that. Because there's an ant in there that do not want your pocketbook to be free for you. It wants it to be free for the creditors. It wants it to be free for your car payment. It wants you to be free for your car repairs. What I'm doing right now, I'm trying to pay up my bills and I'm trying to get myself out of debt. Because when I look at these interest rates, I'm like, wow. So your interest rate is like the ant. The interest rate is like the ant. It comes in to tear you up. It just want to make a bug. It just want to be so much and you can't even think. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna repent. We're just gonna repent and we're just gonna move on. And we're just gonna thank the Holy Spirit to bring finances according to Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We're going to start reading it tonight. And all the month of June, all the way from tonight. And ask the Holy Spirit, go out there, put your hand up. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring things in your hand, bring money in your hand, overshadow you, overpower you, run after you. Call it in. Peter, you've been toiling all night. No fish out here, Peter. What are you doing? Peter said, there's no fish. He said, well, throw your net out there. Okay. Throw it out there. Peter, throw it out. Oh, he's pulling all these fish. Yeah. Coming in, coming in, coming. Net broke. All right. Jesus said, oh, Peter, do you love me? He said, yeah, you know I love you. What do you mean if I love you? Well, be fishers of men. You know what? How are you going to be fishers of men when you have to sit over there worrying about your food, worrying about this, worrying about that, worrying about everything? But if you could just say, Lord God, I am going to trust you for everything. Lord God, I'm not going to worry. Father, you know my heart. You know that it's hard. But Lord, I'm giving it over to you. And Lord, I'm praying right now, according to Deuteronomy 1, no, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14. This is how I'm going to pray. Lord, I thank you that I'm blessing the city. You're making a declaration. You're putting a body. You're making a declaration for a body to come alive. It is a spiritual thing. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak, you release it out there in the atmosphere and watch it get a body. Romans 10, 17 say, hey, it's in your mouth that you speak. I'm telling you, you got to speak life. John 6, 63 is life in the word. And all I'm seeing right now is these ants crawling, 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 coming down and trying to take what's not theirs. You got to stamp that inch. You got to tell him, no, you will not come into my basket anymore. People that's married, you will not come into my family home anymore. Yes, we're going to argue sometimes. Yes, we're going to have mouth to meet. But you know what? Go to bed with love in your heart. Your children out there not doing good in school, pray for them. Now I believe they're giving these children all these different type of medication, and I think it's doing something to them. Pray that God will open your eyes and your understanding, and He will show you things to come. Pray, 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 pray. The Holy Spirit will speak. The Holy Spirit told me something today, and my God, I see it happen. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is your connector. The Holy Spirit is your leader. The Holy Spirit is your guide. You need Him every single minute of the hour. Do not take my word for it. Just start talking. People might say, oh, you're talking to yourself. No. Develop it from in your home. Get up in the morning and like say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Holy Spirit, I need for you to talk to me today. I need for you to show me something today. Just have a communication with him. Just talk with him. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need to hear from you. I need your eyes. I need your mouth. I need your fingers. I need for you to guide me. I need for you to lead me. Holy Spirit, now that I'm out of my mother's belly, I'm not talking about my dad. I'm talking about out of my mother's belly. Now that I'm in your blood, now that I break from the generation of my mom, her maiden name, remember. Or made the name. You go in and you say, Abale, you change the atmosphere of her belly. You go in and you thank God that the water is smooth. Smooth water is like smooth sailing. Honeycomb. Yes, Lord. Sweeter than honeycomb. Tonight, let your honeycomb fall tonight. Tonight, let your beeswax nest be broken tonight. If you're with anybody, all right, thank you, Jesus. If you're with anyone, if you're with anyone, we're talking about the ant tonight. And you're trying to go up, and somebody behind you taking you back down. It is like a crab-like spirit. So here you're going up, and the ant is like nipping and biting and nipping and biting. Now you have a crab right in your bucket in the same ant. So you're being bitten left and right, left and right. The ant is biting and the crab is breaking. You got to get rid of that. You got to walk in love, but you got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that crab-like spirit. Anybody that's over here biting, biting you, itching, 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 just biting, just biting. You're getting confused. And then, okay, all right, yes, I got to do this. And you're still going up with a bite. You're still going up being bitten. Here come the crab. Here come the crab with the ant. And just break that. Breaking your leg so you can't amount to nothing. You got to separate yourself. Some of you are in a place that you're not supposed to be in, a place of business, a place of worship. You got to know yourself. You got to know it. You got to ask God to lead you and guide you. We're in the last days, and we just need to be free. My God. Yes, Lord, let your water come and wash us. Yes, Lord, let your water come and cleanse us. Yes, Lord, let your water come and clean us from the inside out. Yes, Lord God, clean us up that we may be fit for your use. Father God, if we did not get it tonight, let's go back over and listen to the tape in its entirety. Yes, Lord God Almighty, go in to our mom's belly. We are going in to the belly of our mom. And we are cleaning everything that's not of you, God, that we carry out of that womb. We're breaking off poverty. We're breaking off illicit sex. We're breaking off any kind of schizophrenia, any kind of war type spirit, anything to do with homosexuality, anything to do with breaking up of marriage, anything at all. Anything to do with coming in and trying to make her children don't come out to nothing. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name. When you look at the snake, I got a vision this week, and I was telling somebody about it. It just come to mind. And it was a snake, and it was a lot of them in the house, in this house. Or maybe in another house, but it was a lot of them. I think it was in my house or maybe the house in Jamaica. But I was in a home and there were snakes in the house. Snakes that was in it. And they were all one of the ones that I was seeing, they were black, and the mouth was open and they latched onto my left hand. Now you know that's demonic. And they latch onto my left hand, and I backs it off and hold the mouth of it, and I squeeze that snake. I like almost a shriek, squeeze the daylight out of the snake, and then I take it and then I just throw it. It's like the most of them, I grab them up and grab them strongly and put them in this bag. It was like a brown paper bag, and light them with fire. So that means I overcame. We had to go in. And we have to take these snakes down. We got to go into the jaw and we got to close it. We got to break it. I don't even think they have teeth. They don't. We got to break it out. We got to make them know that we are alive. We have to let these snakes, they are out there. And we got to be careful who we bring into our house and what we have into our house. Because they were bringing these snakes, you gotta know, you gotta take authority. And once you see and you see they start pushing up their ugly head, you gotta tell them to back off and back out. This is not time to play games because they are subtle. They are devious. These are demons. And they're setting up into your house, into your place of business. They're coming in to take your money, your family. I'm telling you, the snake grabbed onto my hand. He grabbed onto my left hand over here. And I grabbed it. And it was more than that. And it was, they were like a black one. They were like vicious. And the head of it was flat and ugly looking. And I grabbed it. Thank God. Thank God it did not overpower me. I grabbed it and I took it, all of them, and I just threw them in the garbage bag and light them a fire. We have to do some lighting. We gotta light some fire. We gotta drive some snakes out of our house. We gotta drive them out of our place of business. They're not our friends. They're not our friends. Once we break ourselves tonight from that womb type like spirit, we should never, ever, ever, ever let those demonic spirits come into our face and try to raise havoc because they're nothing. They have no power and they have no authority. We should not be scared. And if you're in your house and you start feeling things, like if you're walking through your house and your hands start raising up and the hair on your hands start, you're into an area where there's some kind of spirits. Turn that light off, honey. Turn it off or what? Don't turn no light on. Walk in the darkness. Walk in the darkness and let them know that you ain't fearful. But from the moment you turn the light on, they know you are scared. I'm telling you what I know. Turn that light off and start walking around your house. Evil spirit, they call them falling angels. They are not your family members. Those are fallen angels, and they come in disguise. I'm telling you, this is serious. If you're going to a home, and if you're in the home and things just every time you turn around, something is happening. You got to plead the blood of Jesus over that home. You got to go up on the top of the house. And I'm not saying for you to climb up the house. I'm just saying you got to take it to the rooftop. No. Something's over there trying to take your stuff. You got to drive out these spirits. You got to go on your lawn and you got to drive them off your lawn. If your car is being, every time you turn around, something wrong with your car. You got to take authority over your car. I remember when I was living in Springfield, we just moved to Springfield, and I had all these accidents. Somebody trying to kill me, and I had to take authority over. No, that's a spirit of death released upon me. Once these things are happening, you got to go into the spirit realm, and you got to command that demon to go. Honey, this ain't no time to be playing games. Your children coming home in the house acting crazy? Oh, no. First, you gotta bend the tree from its young. Gotta bend it from its young. And you gotta put your foot down. You can't be scared of nobody. You can't have no fear. Because them enemy know that you fear. And fear brings torment. Faith is the opposite of faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. We got to walk in the joy of the Lord. When them demons come, I remember when I was in Manchester doing ministry on a Saturday night. I used to have healing schools on Saturday. And this one lady come from New York and she came there. And while she was there, she went home. And when she went home, that lady, some spirits in her house started screaming. So she brought the anointing from where she was at into her house. Nobody, you can't come tell me. Look, I'm raised up for deliverance. God called me into the deliverance business. So you can't tell me that there's no demons. You can't tell me that there's no evil spirit. I don't care. You can't tell me because I know there is. The Bible talk about them in Revelation. One third of them got kicked out of heaven. Where you think they're at? They're down here trying to mess with people. They're roaring like a roaring iron and they're seeking who they devour. They're using their head on you. I'm telling you right now. When you see people just dropping dead, young people dropping dead, I believe that's that. I believe that's that shot that they give to these people. People having heart attack, just dropping dead all of a sudden. Look, man, they're like time bombs. But also, there is untimely death. The enemy is trying to take us out. Yes, we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But if I'm not doing right, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, if I go to the doctor and he said, Ruth, you got to lose 300 pounds. And if I'm not doing that and I drop dead, why are you going to come to my funeral and cry? Why are you going to come over there and bawl and turn up on my casket when it was my fault? No. We got to have some sense of sensibility. I gotta wake up and I gotta straighten up. This is not no time to be playing around. The enemy is not playing. The enemy is not playing. I've been going through some stuff with my knees. Yes, I fall, but you know what? Like my husband said, well, you know what? You have to go take off some of that weight. And I'm like, okay. So I gotta do something. I gotta do something. Cause my knee is not right. I'm in pain 24/7. Oh Lord, serious pain. What are you going through that you need to fix? That you can fix? What are you going through that you can fix? We got to stop blaming the devil. Certain things are the devil and certain things are just us. And it ain't no joke, baby. I could go around blaming the devil all I want 24/7. But certain times it's not the devil. Certain times it's us. So we got to know the difference. We got to know the difference when it's spiritual, and we got to know the difference when it's in the flesh. And it ain't no joke. I'm serious. I am serious as they come. I am very serious. I'm sitting down here right now, and I'm in some of y'all house. I'm in my house, and I wish some of y'all could come into my house too and come do some house cleaning. Just be over there and make the Holy Spirit show you what's going on and just stop praying. But I'm in some of y'all house in the spirit. And it's good that I'm in it. They say Vinny, so I'm in it. I'm Vinny and I'm in it. It's good because then I know how to pray. And then you ask God to show you what's going on over here with me that you could pray because we are iron sharpening iron. And I need every single person on the line. I got my mama in Connecticut praying for me. I got Sonia, she better pray for me. But I got my mama Stevens. She is on my line. She is on me. If I don't even hear from my mama, she prays for me. So I need to have other intercessors praying for me. I know I can vouch for two. I have my cousin that I'll call and we will pray. We're like that in the spirit. My daughter is praying for me. You know, Natalia, my baby over there, Simone, they pray for me. Jennifer, I want every single person to pray for me. Just pray that I walk in. Hey, I was gonna say walk in God. Yes, I need to walk in God. Yes. I need Michelle, I need y'all to pray for me. I need Jesus. Okay, nobody's exempt. We can't be going around here talking about we this and we that where we ain't nothing. Keisha, you gotta pray for your mama. Okay? I need prayer, Sonia. Keep on my prayer team. Navlet, pray. Elite, pray. Every single person. Sharon, pray. I need somebody to pray for me. Celestine, I'm calling on every doggone soul. Viola, pray. I need somebody. Don't be over there. And Shawnee, don't be thinking that I'm so super spiritual that I don't need you. Okay? I need, yes, put your hand up. I need you to jack me up in the spirit. Yes, I need to be jacked up. But I don't need to be cracked up. I just need to be jacked up like Jackie. Okay? And when Jackie gets thin, Jackie is available to do what Jackie needs to do in the spirit. Let me tell you something, man. We all need Jesus. I'm seeing something tonight. I see a killer whale. Listen to me. It comes out of the water and it's on shore and it's looking for prey. I gotta go listen to this again tomorrow. The whale comes out of the water and it's on shore, and the sand, it looks like real sand, really. But some of that part of the sand is like brown and mucky. Now, when this whale come, it comes and it lay right there in the sand. Part of his body is in the water, and the other part of his mouth is in the sand. And this whale is just, it looks like it's in disguise. So, what are you trying to show me, Father? It have a eyes and the eyes come and it's looking around and the eyes are rolling. Yes, Lord. And it's looking for praise. Praise. It's looking for praise. It's looking for someone to take in. And let me tell you, If it gets that person, it is going to suck the daylight out of that individual. So hear this from the spirit. Be very, very careful. My time is 8:29. Today is 5:26. We need the grace of God in our lives. It is so important not to let that whale come in and take us in. All that whale is looking for is one person. I hear the word one person. I do not want that person to be me, and please don't let it be you. Because when that whale got that one person, that whale take that one person, and that whale doesn't go straight, it goes backwards where it's coming from. There is a strategic plan here. It's going to go right back into the water where it is from. The Spirit of God is saying, if we know where we are from, and we walk into the from, the FROM of the Spirit of God. And knowing where we are coming from, that whale cannot take us out of our from state and bring it backward into it. It's from area. The word of God is saying, or the spirit of God is saying, stay in your front line. Stay in your front line. Do not look backwards. Stay in your front line. That whale is coming to take you off guard. But the Father is saying tonight, let's stay in a frontal position, having our eyes fixed frontally on him and on his word. He is saying, in the belly of the whale is destruction. But in his belly, which is the Father God, is life, abundance. There is something about this. I gotta go listen to it again tomorrow. This is the supernatural. I have never heard this. I've never seen this. But this is coming from the front line of heaven. Do not get caught by this whale. I see it. I see it. It's positioned from back, coming on land. My God, when he takes you in, it doesn't turn around. It wells all the way back to where it's from. So that is strategic. This is a strategic plan of the enemy. Stay with your foot flat on the ground. Be not movable. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Move only with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Shokondili bosandele. If you know how to speak in the spirit, effective immediately. Start praying in the spirit every single day from this day forward. If it's even 5 minutes a day. Shakuriya ta la da 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 da. And I still see that nasty sea creature still standing. Now we have a foot and it's just looking very angry because I gave out this word. Don't let him get you. I cannot afford for him to touch me. It is a double-edged sword. It has got so many different things up in its belly. Deception, Leviathan, octopus, demons, war, everything that you, and you know what it does look like now? If you ever see got the teeth them up in the head, they look all rotten looking. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, take this pus-like creature out of our faces. Let us take this and do not take it lightly. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I'm going to have to go and listen to this thing, and I have to let it be embedded in my spirit. I don't want to forget what I see tonight. I'm looking at that eye, no matter how I close my eyes. Very, very nasty, looking for a prey. Jesus. Let's just pray. Father God, we are so thankful for your word tonight. We're so thankful for your word tonight. Wait, 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 wait. I don't know, I want to, if you guys can pray and we all pray together. Shalikito bala ba ba ba. Shakole ba 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 la ba ka la ba. Remove that veil, Almighty God. Break and bind destructive spirits, Almighty God. Shake the heavens, oh God, right now. Release your sunlight, sun type. Release it upon us tonight. Let it be like sunshine. Let it be rain. Let it be water washing us from the top of our head. Father, we don't want to speak no enticing word. We don't want to come with that tonight, Father. We want to have a change, Father. Shalama. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I want to tell you guys that I love you guys. Pray for me. Keep me in your prayer. There's something going on in the spirit realm. And if we tap into what the Father is doing and saying, we will have supernatural changes in our lives. Supernatural changes. And it's not going to be months or years. It's going to be days and weeks. It's going to be a rush, an open sepulcher. It's going to be of the supernatural. You could feel it. You're just saying you could feel it. You could sense it. You could just feel it. You know it. You could just feel it because you know before you come online tonight. That's why you're here. There is a presence of the Holy Spirit. God is drawing you. I'm telling you. I remember one time I prophesied about money and I see finances. It looks like ways and ways of finances. People are going to get stuff and they're going to be like, oh my God, I want it, but I didn't even know. Yes, it's going to come. New jobs, it's going to come. I see new job. I see new job. Good paying jobs too. Supervisor positions. I see it. I see it. Managerial. Oh man. Directors, presidents, entrepreneurs. Oh my God. People that teaches. You wanted to have a new career in your teaching business. I see change. Just like that. Just changes. Claudette, I don't know where you at, but your business is gonna boom. It's moving. It's moving, Claudette. It's gonna move. It's going to move. I prophesy over your life tonight, and I see changes in the spirit. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we just want to hear from you, Lord Jesus. What you need, we're gonna receive it because you're gonna release it. I see people that are working with children and elite, that's for elite, really. Wow. They're believing God for a certain amount of numbers, and the Father said he released that in the spirit. So you're gonna see changes and you're gonna get that contract. You're gonna get that contract. I wanna thank you for being on the call tonight. I want to thank you for praying for me tonight and my family. Pray for my body. Pray for my knee. Pray for my health. Pray for me to walk in obedience to the word of God. Pray for me to use my voice as a voice box for the kingdom of God. Pray for me that the power of God flow through me, that I may be able to intercede and I may be able to lay hands on the sick and I'll be able to call for dead people to come alive. Pray for me that I speak only what God tell me to speak and nothing else. Pray for me for my eyesight to have supernatural eyesight and insight. Pray for me that the wisdom of God will run after me and overtake me and overshadow me. Pray for me that the power of the Holy Spirit will fall upon my family and that all of us will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray like you have never prayed before. Pray that God will open up doors that no man can shut. And the ones that need to be shut, that he will shut it. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying for the Holy Tabernacle, for the finances in the Holy Tabernacle, that people will give and will have more than enough to give out and to be able to pay for our bills and to pray for our staff. Pray, just pray. And I trust God. And I know God is going to open up windows. I mean, I'm supposed to go to Connecticut and I'm just praying that God will send the finances in. And just pray, just pray, just pray. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you guys. And may God bless you. May God keep you. May his face shine upon you. Supernatural peace and power rest upon you. The light of the light, the light of God, the power of God, the supernatural favor of God. Teach, teach, pour out the Spirit of God in your teaching. Pour out the Spirit of God in your ministry. When you open your mouth, the fire of God will come forth. When you get ready to go out, you put your hand over your belly and call for fire. Fire inside and fire out. Fire in, fire out. Fire in, fire. Call for the fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Yenokiba. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire, the fire, the fire. Release the fire of the Holy Spirit now. The fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Praise, praise you in the morning. Praise you in the evening. Praise you in the nighttime. The fire, the fire, the fire. Let it come out of our bones. Father, now we pray. Father, now we beseech you, as we say, the fire of the Holy Ghost this day. God bless you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you supernatural peace. When there's no peace, let the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. And let there be peace forever, evermore. Good night, everyone.